Welcome to the Say It Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Vasavi Kumar. If you're eager to gain clarity, speak with unwavering confidence, and liberate those inner voices, you're in the perfect spot. My mission here is to empower you to break free, find fulfillment, and ignite your passion. You ready? It's time to say it out loud. I've put together a guide of my top 10 tested and proven to work practical strategies and habits to help bright women like you say no, set your boundaries right, live confidently, and build healthy relationships, starting with the relationship you have with yourself. This is a self-paced guide, and I can't wait for you to dig into it so you can start becoming your most confident self, because she's in there waiting for you. Head to the link in my show notes or go to vasavikumar.com/guide and grab it today. Honest, candid conversation around money. I'm going to record this. I don't know if I'm going to publish it, but if you're listening to this right now, it means that I went ahead and published this episode. I'm going to allow myself to really share openly and honestly about my relationship with money, because that's really just what it is, a relationship. We are in a relationship with everything. We're in a relationship with ourselves, with our partners, with our spouses, with our siblings, with our parents. And even if it's not the relationship that you want to have, it's not ideal, it's still a relationship nonetheless. And so I want to go into that because this is my own say it out loud experience as well for me, because this is a topic that I don't usually talk about. So I figured, let me get into my little black box confessional booth where I record my podcast. I have some points that I've written down. Let's see what comes out. And if I feel like it is the most truest, accurate representation of how I feel around money and my current experience with money, then I'm going to go ahead. I just want to make sure that I'm completely unfiltered and unedited on this podcast always, so that I can give you the realest, rawest version of myself, so I can give you the truth, because the truth is truly what sets us free. It doesn't always feel good, but it does set us free because it expands our awareness. So I want to go back to my childhood, and I want to first say that I never worried about money as a child. My parents were hardworking immigrants. My mother was a doctor, a cardiologist in private practice. My father was a CPA, accountant. He had his own practice. I saw flexibility of time, and I saw freedom with time and freedom with money from a very young age. I know that they worked a lot, but my father would always make sure that he was done working by 5. My mother often had later hours. She worked until 7, 8 o'clock sometimes. But money was not something that I, as a child, worried about. But as I got older, I started hearing mixed messages. My father would always say to me, "You're not going to take money with you when you die. Just spend it now." And he was very generous. My father is very, very generous, especially with money. I'm not saying that my mother is not generous, but she counted more. She counted every penny down to the cent. She saved a lot. She worked really hard. She made a lot and she saved a lot. And she would make it very clear to me that money is not something that we just piss. It doesn't grow on trees and we don't just piss it. And that's what I heard growing up. In some shape or form, that is what I heard growing up. So I got mixed messages. One was to hold on to it tightly. The other was just spend it. Just spend it. And so it gave me a very disorganized way of looking at money and a very disorganized relationship with money. And it's interesting because as a Hindu, we worship Goddess Lakshmi, who is the goddess of wealth. And yet we're also given these mixed messages. Money's not important, but yet it's very important because status is everything in the Indian culture. You know, there's a lot of mixed messages. There's a lot of worshiping going on. Money's really holy, but at the same time, it's not. You don't want too much of it. How dare you ask for so much of it? You don't need that much. You know, and here's the thing. I'm going to just say this right now. I've never had a desire to become a millionaire. That's never been a desire of mine. I've never said I want to be a 7-figure business owner. I'm very happy making 6 figures. And that doesn't mean that I'm stopping myself short. I just know what I use money for and how I use it. So I see money as a tool. It is a tool for me to be able to do the things that I love doing. I love to travel. I love to hang out with my friends. I love to try new things, new beauty treatments, new spas. I love to enjoy the finer things in life. I love to be able to go grocery shopping without having to really look at what I'm spending. I want to feel secure in my bank account that I can afford the things that I want, right? And I use money as a tool to invest back into myself and the things that I love doing that are all aligned with my values. So money is a tool for me. And this next thing that I'm about to say, I heard from Kate Northrup. Kate was on the podcast. I was also on her podcast called Plenty. But Kate says that money loves having a purpose. It loves having clarity. It loves having a direction. So I know with the money that I'm bringing in, where I'm going to spend it, where it's going, how I'm allocating it. I know I got to put some in my high-yield savings account. I know that I have to put in my retirement account. I have a debt that I'm paying off to my mother who helped buy my property in Mexico that I have. My mother loaned me the money, and I'm paying her back, so I have a debt to her. And I don't look at any of these things as bad or good or right or wrong. It's just how I choose to allocate my money. So the question that I want you to ask yourself is, am I spending? And is my relationship with money aligned with my values? Am I using money in a way to work for me based on what my values are? So I value self-knowledge. I value education. I value growth. So when it comes to investing in programs and investing in groups and investing in coaching and investing in therapy, a lot of things that we kind of see as intangible, but they're actually very tangible, I have no problem investing my money in these things because it is aligned with my values. I value education. I value growth. I value self-expression. You know, I value creativity. So I'm going to put my money towards things that are aligned with those values. So just last year, I spent all last year working on my voiceover commercial demo reel. That cost me at least $3,000. For some people, that may be like, oh my God, let me just go like do it in my basement and figure it out. And I don't need to hire someone to do it because that's not a value for you. But for me, it was really important that I had something professionally done that I could then shop around to agents to then represent me. So it's aligned with my values. You see that there's no right or wrong to it. How someone chooses to spend their money, all it is an indication of is what their values are. And who are we to judge how other people live? We should be looking at ourselves and asking ourselves, am I living aligned with my values? That's the only focus that matters, is the focus that you're placing on yourself and what you're doing and how you're living. So I wanted to have this conversation because a lot of people who want to join my group say it out loud. The biggest obstacle that they say is time and money. And time is something. When it comes to like, oh, can I show up for the calls? I always say all our calls are recorded. You can always watch the replay. You have lifetime access. You can access the group in between each session. We're in a private Voxer community channel. It's my voice community channel where you can speak actually out loud every day and say out loud what it is that you want to say. So you're fine there. You're fine. You know what I mean? Some people can make all the calls. Some people can only make half, but they listen to the replay, but they stay connected. Just show up when you can. You know, try to show up as much as you can, but just show up. That's the point. And when it comes to the money, right, you may think about a group like Say It Out Loud and be like, well, what are the tangible results? Well, think about this. How many times have you not spoken up for something that you wanted and therefore you did not get the opportunity that was probably meant for you, but you didn't say anything? Right? Think about how much money you're leaving on the table. Think about how many opportunities you're leaving on the table. Think about how many things you're settling with in your life right now that really could all just go away if you started using your voice to ask for help, admit that you maybe don't know what you're doing right now, and that's okay, and need a little assistance. The bravest thing you can do is ask for help. The bravest thing that you can do is use your voice to ask for help and say it out loud. I would not be where I am today had I not asked for help and gotten the help and actually received the help, like be open to the help. So I just, if you're listening to this and you're looking for a sign about whether you should join my Say It Out Loud group or not, this is your sign that you have a voice. It's time to use it. And when you use that voice and it's aligned with your values and you are full and free from the inside out. You get anything that you want. And it's not like a, if you do this, then you will get this. It's just a matter of alignment and integrating everything and every part of who you are. Every single part of you matters. Every single part of you deserves to be heard. There are no parts of you that need to be left behind. And that's the premise of my Say It Out Loud group. Okay. So back to money. How does this, what does this have to do with money? Well, one of the things that I have found in my own relationship to money is that the more I talk about money, the more I release the shame that I have had built up over the years around money. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm all over the place with my spending. I don't know how much I'm bringing in. I don't know how much money is going out. I don't know how to budget. I don't understand my taxes. I don't know, you know, what type of corporation I should have. All the things that, like, over the years they build up and they build up, like all the places in which you feel inadequate, you keep shoving that down and you don't talk about it because you're ashamed about it. And then you wonder why your money situation looks the way that it looks. It wasn't until, I'll tell you exactly when it was. It was 2 years ago on New Year's Eve. What was I doing? I was at home and I got really clear on my budget. I got so crystal clear down to the cent how much money I need to have in order to stay afloat, just afloat at this point, not even thriving. We're not even at the thriving stage yet. We're just like afloat. Pay my bills, have enough for gas, groceries, all my bills. What is that number? So I got really clear on that number. And that is how I spent my New Year's Eve. It was the best use of my time because from there I had an energetic minimum. I knew how much money I needed to have at my account, in my account at all times for me to start to feel safe. And then, and I heard Catherine Zenkina say this on her podcast, Manifestation Babe. She talks about your money thermometer. Like, how much money can you handle in your system until you start to feel unsafe? So my internal temperature for money, like, I was only used to, like, having 3 to 4 grand in my account at all times. And I was like, wait a minute. I want more in my life. There are like more things that I want to experience. So I need to raise my thermometer. And then I noticed when I tried to raise my thermometer, I started to get anxious because it's like my body wasn't ready for that type of increase. Okay. It wasn't used to that type of increase of money in my account. And this is just being really honest with you guys, because it's like, I think there's a lot of gatekeeping going on and people don't really talk about the actual experience of what it's like when you're really healing your relationship with money. But as I started to get clearer on, like, more and more, like, okay, now I want to have $6,000 in my account at all time, in my checking, $6,000 at all time. I have my savings. I have my retirement. Those are in different banks. Those are in different institutions. That's fine, whatever. That's taken care of. But, like, in my everyday checking account, I noticed that I required very little to keep in my account, just what I needed. But I, as someone who is all about, like, yes, you should want more for yourself. Yes, expand, grow, really take that leap. I noticed I was keeping myself small. And I was like, why am I not allowing more money into my checking account? I'm literally blocking the flow of money into my checking account. And that kept me feeling very stuck and creatively uninspired. So the way that I started to get okay with wanting more money is that I started to talk to myself in a much more kinder way. I started to really tell myself a lot, like a lot. I would actually say to myself out loud, Vasavi, you are so safe right now. I am here. You have nothing to worry about. I am here for you. And I just kept telling that to myself over and over again. Now, there are many different emotional regulation techniques out there. I'm not an expert in many of them or any of them, but I do know that talking to yourself in a kind, soothing way is one of the best ways to calm yourself down. And also, while you're at it, you can even rub your forearm. So that's what I would do. I would gently graze my forearm because I love physical touch and I live alone. Okay. I mean, I wasn't doing this like getting a massage. This was just like literally having an anxiety attack around money and panicking and feeling like I don't deserve more or I'm asking for too much. And I noticed myself just getting shaky and I was like, no, you're okay. You're totally safe right now. And so I would just like gently graze my forearm, you know, because I love the physical touch. and then talk to myself in a really kind way. And so that's what I want to recommend for you to do. When you notice yourself feeling unsafe in your body, heart rate goes up, maybe your throat starts to close up, your chest starts to get tight, I just want you to say out loud, you're okay. You're safe. I am here for you. Talk to yourself. I would say the most powerful question that I asked myself about money was this. What kind of relationship do I want to have with money? How do I want to feel with money? And when I got honest with that, which is I want to feel safe, I want to feel like there's more than enough, I want to feel like there are plenty of ways to make it, earn it, have it, keep it, save it, spend it, you know, that the opportunities are endless, that the possibilities are endless. Like, that's the way that I think about so many other things. That's how I coach my clients. So when it comes to money, why can't I have the same thing? I can. And so can you. And so I'm speaking to you today from a place of calm and ease around money. Do I still get scared? Is the question that you probably have. Yes, I do. I get scared, but I know how to talk to myself. And once I get myself down to a calm, regulated state, I can make better decisions. So how is talking to yourself actually going to help you in real time? Well, think about it. When you're dysregulated and you're anxious and you're in your head, it's really hard to come up with a solution that is actually sustainable, viable, and aligned with their values. You're going to just do what you think you just need to do right in that moment, and you're going to be in fight or flight. But when you talk to yourself, that is my modality. Talk to yourself and get yourself down to a calmer state. You can think clearer. Your heart rate isn't racing. You can tap into your intuition and you can make a better decision. You can make a better decision, one that is aligned with your values, one that will benefit you in the long term, and one that is made from a place of calm and peace rather than that frenetic energy. You don't want to run your life that way. And that's how I was running my life with money. I was so anxious about it. And so I had to really get clear on how I was speaking to myself about money and my worldview and perspective on money. And I did that by asking myself the right questions and getting really honest with myself. This is exactly the kind of work that we do inside the Say It Out Loud group. If you have been remotely intrigued about what it's like inside my group, then head to the link in my show notes. You can learn more and you can enroll right from that link or go to vasavikumar.com/Say It Out Loud. It is a life-changing transformational program, one that will affect every single area of your life because your voice has the power to speak the truth. And the truth will set you free. And that is what we all want at the end of the day. We want to feel free. We want to feel safe in our skin, safe in our bodies. We want to feel free to do what we want, think what we want, live the life that we want. And so if your voice is something that you've been wanting to activate and open up and use more of in 2024/2025, because this is a 9-month program, then head to the link in my show notes and check out the program, and I'd love for you to join. And if you are interested and you would just like to get questions answered or anything like that, you can always do one of two things. You can DM me on Instagram. Let me know that you heard this podcast episode and you had some questions about the program. We'll go back and forth. We'll send voice notes. Or if you go to the link in my show notes of this podcast, you'll see a link that says book a 30-minute creative strategy session. We can use that to answer any of your questions about the program. I'm here to help you get clear on what you want. But we got to get clear on what it is that you want. So I'm inviting you inside the Say It Out Loud group program. We begin April 23rd. Whatever you decide, I'm sure will be the right decision for you, but I would love to help you and support you in that decision-making process if you have any unanswered questions or concerns. So with that being said, I would love to leave you with this thought, that everything that you want is accessible to you, but you got to be willing to look at yourself and how you're showing up and the relationship that you currently have with everything in your life. But specifically here, we're talking about money. And when you commit to strengthening and rebuilding or building that foundation of that relationship that you're looking to strengthen, you can do anything. You can do anything on solid foundation. You can build. And so if you're in a season of building, you're in a season of scaling, and you're wondering, why is it so hard? How come I can't do this? Take a look at your foundation. What's shaky? What's not working? What's the bottleneck? Asking yourself these questions or working with someone that can help bring this out of you is so key. So just know that I'm here for you if you have any questions. I do take one-on-one clients if that's of interest to you. Just send me a DM on my Instagram or shoot me an email at vasavi@vasavikumar.com. Until next time, keep saying it out loud. Love you. If you love today's episode, then say it out loud. Subscribe, leave a review, and come say hi over on Instagram at My Name Is Vasavi. Until next time, say it out loud.